This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Larry Taunton, does religion do more harm than good?
Well, I think it depends on the religion that we're talking about. I certainly believe as a Christian that Christianity brings much good to the table.
Like what?
Well, the data suggests that the average evangelical, for instance, gives 10 times the amount of money and time as the average atheist. I'm sure that that Dan is well up the list on that, but they bring a lot of good benevolence to a culture.
So benevolence to a culture, religion does more good than harm, particularly Larry Taunton's religion, according to Larry Taunton. Dan Dennett?
Well, I agree that Christianity does a lot of good for many people. Many people really need it, and I think we should honor that and try to preserve that. The big problem with it is the systematic hypocrisy, the way in which it encourages people, even really obliges them to lie. And it valorizes hypocrisy and irrationality in a way that's really detrimental.
How?
It seems to me that faith is a sort of gold-plated excuse not to think. And the problems in the world are very difficult, and the answer you get from your faith is usually very simple, and it's wrong.
In Europe and in this particular country, perhaps we might not have seen the abolition of slavery if it wasn't for some very fundamentalist Christians, if you like, from the Quakers and others.
Perhaps not. And the church...
Civil rights movement?
Yes, but yeah. You've got to remember, for all the good that the churches did in furthering civil rights,
right.
They were fighting against Christian churches in the South that were right. that were you know, working for segregation.
Every meaningful reform movement in the West has been motivated by a Judeo-Christian worldview, beginning with, if you like, abolitionism right through.
How about gay marriage?
Yeah. Well, but I don't consider that to be a legitimate civil right.
Oh, well, you see, there we go.
I mean, evangelical Christians, of course they're not going to get on board with something like that because it runs counter to what they believe marriage, which has been defined a particular way for millennia, Dan, is.
And that's a faith-based position.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
The evidence, Dan Dennett, scientifically,
absolutely
shows that it is innate to people.
Absolutely right. And in fact, it's a perfect example of how religions for hundreds of years have been dragging their feet, been pulled, kicking and screaming into modern morality by secular movements.
But Dan,
welcome back. Let's bring in Imam Zaid Shakir, co-founder and senior faculty member of Zaytuna College. The question is violence in the name of religion more prevalent in Islam in this day and age?
On the one hand, or people can claim, on the other hand, that they're motivated by religion in general or Islam particularly, but I think we need to step back and analyze what are the true motivations. Humans are motivated in any particular action by a very complicated formula. In many instances, religion might be part of that equation, but is it the operative value?
Okay, so for Al-Qaeda, for ISIL, it's a main value. They're religious, aren't they?
Their claims to religion are a sort of religion that doesn't accommodate for the things religion, including Islam, have historically promoted, such as patiently and with dignity, enduring oppression.
Just like Christianity has a bloody history, Islam has a bloody history as well.
I think
right? This is not just a 20th century thing.
I would say that isn't true. Christianity
what,
does
the
not.
The Crusades?
Oh, come on.
No, I'll
the Spanish Inquisition,
I'd be delighted to go through all of these, but the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades were patently unchristian in much the same way that I'm hearing the Imam say, and I'm glad to hear him say, that violence that is done in the name of Islam, he says, is not consistent, as I understand him, with Islamic, true Islamic teaching.